Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Alibaba pushes further into entertainment. A look at iOS 8, LG develops a rollable and transparent screen, and a new online subscription video service debuts today. Those stories and more, but first, today's the first deadline to comment on the FCC's rules for how broadband providers treat content flowing over their networks. The Journal's Gautam Nagesh says the large number of comments submitted tells us something about the net neutrality issue.
That shows that in 2014, the internet is near and dear to many people's hearts, and they don't take kindly to any rules that may change how it works.
Nagesh says we probably won't see clear, hard rules instituted that really settle the debate.
Companies like Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, some of the biggest lobbyists in Washington, they've used all of their resources to make it clear to their allies on the Hill and at the FCC that the worst thing that could happen for America's broadband ecosystem, in their view, is reclassification.
Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba is making a major push in entertainment, hoping to dominate the next boom market in Chinese consumption online. Company announced the deal with Lionsgate Entertainment, which will bring titles like Twilight and Mad Men to Alibaba's set-top box. An important move for Alibaba as China's internet-savvy consumers are increasingly going online to watch TV shows, videos, and more. The next version of Apple's mobile operating system, iOS 8, will have some new privacy protection features, Journal's Tom Ortuso explains.
There's location privacy. If an app is collecting your location in the background, iOS 8 will send an alert to the phone. The user can then stop the app from tracking their location. Also, the phone's 12-digit fingerprint will be scrambled, so malls, stadiums, and retailers, which track people's movements in stores, will have a harder time collecting data on the number of people who visit their venues. And people can be able to get asked to authorize each child's in-app purchases. I'm Tom Ortuso for The Wall Street Journal.
LG claims to have developed a new 18-inch transparent screen that users can actually roll up. It was created using next-generation OLED, that's organic light-emitting diodes, which are brighter and more energy-efficient than LCD screens and don't require a backlight. How long before it comes to market, though, is another question. Hearst, publisher of Cosmopolitan, today is launching its first online subscription video service. It's called Cosmobody. It'll stream workout videos and lifestyle programs on demand to anyone willing to pay $9.95 a month for access. As we continue, Amazon employees are in demand.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Companies like Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu are making it easier for us to indulge in hours-long sessions of our favorite shows. But where does that leave advertisers? New research from Omnicom Media's group marketing technology platform, Analect, found 58% of binge viewers enjoy watching at least 3 episodes of a show in one sitting because they don't have to watch ads. But the study also found more than a third of binge viewers said they wouldn't mind seeing ads while binge viewing if it lowered their subscription rate. And over a third also said ads provide a nice break during binge viewing. Secret, the anonymous messaging app founded just 9 months ago, is one of the fastest startups to reach a valuation of $100 million. The company raised $25 million, which raised their worth up to the nine-figure valuation. The rapid rise of Secret's valuation underscores the widening popularity of anonymous social apps, which lets users confess to nearly anything without the fear of accountability they would face on other social networks. Finally today, Amazon.com may lag Google in the smartphone market, but it's winning in another category. Employee attractiveness. Hinge, the social networking app that matches young professionals, has found that workers at the online retailer are more sought after than their peers at Google. Users swiped right on the profiles of Amazon employees, indicating they'd like to connect, about 14% more often than on the average Hinge profile. Googlers' profiles were right swiped about 7% above average. The numbers for employees of Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft also were tracked. Apple employees' profiles were the least frequently swiped of the bunch. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.